What does a party mean to you? Good times with friends? Loud music and exotic dancers in cages? Little people in cupid wings swinging from the ceilings? Whatever a party is to you, we know how to make it better. By popping motherfucking bottles. And Corolla Drinks has got you covered. We're proud to introduce to the world the bubbly nectar that is sparkling brosé. We captured the stone and tropical fruits from our original brosé and added a little more party. Pop a bottle at brunch, on game day, at a brisk, or in the club. We promise, wherever you are, just got better. Hurry, this limited first run will run out to get your first bottle of sparkling brosé for only $25. Head CorollaDrinks.com and let the party begin.
Shout out to Pluralsight, friends of ours and of yours. Leading technology teams around the world trust Pluralsight to bring skill, development, and engineering insights to the forefront of the developer experience, increasing productivity, efficiency, satisfaction.
This is Corolla Digital. This is Reasonable Doubt with your hosts, Mark Garagus and Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. Church with going to mend it. Get on. Welcome to the best hour or so in the universe. It's Reasonable Doubt. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Mark Hardout Garagus.
Save it for air.
Save it for air, Garagus.
Where do we even begin? We can begin in New York with Tish James and Trump. We could begin with the special master in Trump. We could begin with the Valley. We could begin with Florida. But you know where I wanted to just mention, because you may not have seen it? There's a La Cunada has been very happening recently. I don't know if you're aware of this.
I saw you circumnavigating the neighborhood this morning.
Yes.
About 10:10.
Is exactly right.
Crossing Foothill.
Exactly right. And now, Gary, can you please describe this article? Because this...
I mean, be careful who you shout out while you're circumnavigating the neighborhood, because one of your neighbors has just been arrested for allegedly a double murder to hire.
And really? Oh, yep. Yeah.
He wanted to kill two different people who had lawsuits.
I've got my own brushes with the law over there in La Cunada, because I've got my second notice that my house that had been TP'd.
They cited you because it
was you. My house gets TP'd on a regular basis. And I normally just sort of keep walking. Uh-huh. Like, I'm like, hey, yeah, I come out in the morning, I go, boy, you guys really did a job this week on the house. The only time it really impacted me is when one of the intrepid TPers actually left a ribbon across the front of the driveway attached to a mailbox and a trail.
Was it like a finish line?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I thought, you know, my policy with the TPing is I don't get out of my car and I don't deal with it. I do. This sounds weird. I will gather it up and use the toilet paper. I had a drawer in my bathroom filled with unsprung toilet paper, toilet paper that had been de-rolled.
You recycle.
And then Olga will come up with whole rolls. And I haven't had to buy toilet paper in 3 years.
Well, but the reason.
But when I drove through the ribbon.
Wait, yeah. Did you feel like you were a winner?
Initially. But then the way it broke is it basically wrapped itself around both outside rearview mirrors, and then I just dragged, and I had to physically clean that up. So it was super effective. But then I got the summons to clean it up. So I cleaned it up, but I can't get the 3-foot pieces that are
up in the tree.
Up in altitude.
Right.
You break it all off. It's now up. I can't get to it, and I got the second summons for that.
Well, remember, I won't belabor this, but remember when you sold the other house and you had that beautiful, that I walk by every day, that kind of, I guess a covering or a little mini bridge?
Yes.
Yes. That was another of the building and safety in La Cunada. But the reason I like this story, I thought you would enjoy it. First of all, the accused is Armo.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
For sure.
Do you know what the motivation was?
Went without saying, apparently.
Yeah. Do you know what the motivation
white
for
people,
hiring?
White people, Asians, and Armos in this neighborhood. And this is not the act of either the Asian or the or white.
This case
is an Armo move.
Is exactly like a case I defended maybe 15 years ago with a female, where the cops had somebody who was cooperating as the hitman. And the hitman came over, and apparently you can buy a hitman for $20,000. And so it was $20,000 to kill, guess who?
Hmm.
The lawyer who he owed a bunch of hourly fees to. And I immediately said, everything I've been saying for 30, 40 years to clients is, even I, when I have lawyers, after two months, I want to kill them when I get the second hourly bill. Apparently, right. This guy actually did it. But
lawyer, it's worth noting, the lawyer successfully defended the bankruptcy case.
Right.
So he got him the victory. And this guy, instead of paying up.
Yeah. Well, he figured, why am I going to pay $200,000 in attorney's fees if I can pay a hitman $20,000? And the one feature that is a very difficult fact to get over, because I had the same one, was they show the person apparently the aftermath of the killing. And
so
the
hitman was successful.
Yeah, like you're supposed to get a reaction.
That was one of the conditions, by the way, of this guy's $20,000 hit. It was $20,000 ahead, but then he wanted picture evidence that it had happened.
So it's a contingency
arrangement. I don't know how the law works, but you do. If you were hit by a car crossing Foothill Boulevard
today.
As many of your clients wish you were, wouldn't they still be on the hook for whatever your office had billed them out for the billable hours?
You would think the estate would still come after them.
Well, it was he a just single attorney that had no associates?
You know, one of the problems with this particular case is there wasn't a whole lot of – there was a lot of detail, but they didn't – the detail was kind of run on. It didn't give you like stuff like that, like who's the lawyer? Was he a big firm, small firm? You know, those kinds of things that are good facts that you want. But I love – or just show the picture of the staged aftermath of the killing.
So when did this
– yesterday or arrested yesterday?
I believe so, yeah. It was certainly – I saw the article
Lock
yesterday.
Lock and Yacht is just – we got one guy over here. We got our famous realtor over here who's got a $24 million judgment and for supposedly bing-bang-bonging with the nephews. We got another guy who's hiring a hitman and they're showing the aftermath. Lock and Yacht, you think of it as a sleepy little Hamlet.
So it's the guy who hired the hit who's the La Cunada resident.
Correct. Armo La Cunada resident.
So he's probably been to your Christmas party.
I mean, you probably had Don Julio with him in the last,
years. Attorney was not a La Cunada base.
They didn't even tell us that. That's what I wanted to know.
It's all victim one and victim two. It's very vague when it comes to the, you know, presumably still alive.
And how did they catch the guy?
Apparently, the hitman cooperated, rolled on the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was necessarily the hitman per se, but it was like his associate who was being the go-between met with
the liaison for the hitman.
Yeah, he met with an ATF agent.
Where does one find a hitman these
Craigslist?
Days? Is it?
No, I don't know. I have no idea.
To be Soldier of Fortune or something. You just go to the back page.
And they had it.
I don't think they labeled them hitmen, but, you know, maybe guys who were good, you know, like Mr. Wolf or something, fixers or something.
Don't you think $20,000 is – I know it's a lot of money, but it still seems rather cheap to me.
All the hits that I've heard of – and then there's a real, you know, Ray Carruth version of the hiring the hitman where it's like – $4,500.
Yeah.
I mean, then you say,
Jesus, okay, who do you get for that? By the way, if you're going to solicit murder and you're going to get punished, you know, potentially by the life sentence, wouldn't you want to invest a little bit more?
It's alarming how cheap it is to get somebody murdered.
And how many people
are out there sort of willing to take $4,000? But it's a version of... In a weird way, it's the guy robs the 7-Eleven, takes $86 out of the register, and caps the guy behind the counter. Like, that's murder, and it's under $100.
Right.
So, That's ongoing, or that's okay. Breaking.
That's breaking. Now, we have another one in the Valley. You know, and the one – I sent this to Gary today because I've got another client who lives overseas, and he has not been to L.A. in 5 years. And I awakened today because he's on European time, and he's staying at a very nice hotel on the west side. And he says, what a shithole L.A. is.
Oh, he hasn't been here for
5 years. He hasn't been here for 5 years.
Yeah.
And he's texting. You should see. I mean, he keeps saying, this is just, I've never seen anything like it. I grew up here. He says, I haven't been here
is
for
he
5 years.
Is he in downtown, did you say?
No, he's on the west side.
Oh, sorry.
He's
nicer part of town.
Yeah, I wanted to bring him downtown, and he wants to escape the west side. He's in a... I won't name the hotel because he's still here, but he's at a very nice hotel. He's just aghast at what has happened to L.A. in the last 5 years. And he keeps telling me, why are you even here? He says, New York isn't like this. And I said, you know, you obviously don't listen to the podcast. I talk about that with Adam on a weekly basis, that for whatever you want to say about New York, it is not what has happened to L.A. And then I get sent this. Have you seen this?
No.
I fear for my staff. I fear for my guests. I don't know from one day to another what's going to happen.
Like this man who openly defecates on Ventura Boulevard. And on this day, tosses a bag of his bodily waste onto business owner Paul Scrivano's SUV.
Every single day, every single morning, I'm wiping that off my property before I have to do business.
Sir, why are you throwing feces at people?
Who?
You threw feces at this gentleman.
This guy has to understand. I'm half paralyzed. I'm blind. I have no card for 9 years.
We offer to help the man with services for the homeless, but... Sir, do you need help? The city is offering help.
I don't need help.
Every day is like another adventure of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It is like a psych, literally a psych ward.
Sherman Oaks, Ventura Boulevard. Just so people know, that was sort of the... Beverly Hills of the Valley.
Yeah, it's the Rodeo Drive at one point. And by the way, I've been complaining. I feel like I just channeled this guy. I'm downtown yesterday. It was the same thing. The poor guy who has worked for me for years, who just turned 72, who is battling, I call him the mayor of downtown because he's battling the outdoor psych ward that surrounds the building. And that's exactly what this guy says. They are shooting up. They are throwing feces at you. They piss on anything that they can, and they scream at you, and it's mind-boggling. Why is this allowed? And what has happened to LA? It is literally in the last 5 years.
And then you check the numbers, and Karen Bass has got 11-point lead over Rick Caruso, who would like to do something about this. It's at a point where you're just at a loss for words. You're like, what is happening? Why is it happening? Who's it benefiting? What are we doing?
I don't understand the end game. I've been a lifelong guy on the left, but this is not, and I have great compassion for that guy who's on the street. I mean, I really do. I mean, he's obviously in the throes of something, but you're not helping him. How is that helping him? And how is it, who wants that? I feel for the business owner who sits there and he's like, every morning I got to deal with feces being thrown at me and having to deal with this. It's exactly, that guy channels every feeling I've got when I go to work in the morning.
I just couldn't imagine paying the kind of rent you'd pay on Ventura Boulevard and Sherman Oaks and the kind of taxes and all the, you know. I've always said it like this. Look, if they just went, fuck it. It's a free-for-all. It's Thunderdome. We're not going to take taxes, and we're not going to have health inspectors, and you can do whatever the fuck you want with your business. Don't worry about OSHA, and don't worry about workman's comp. Just fucking, it's a free-for-all, and there's going to be crazy homeless guys, and you take some of that money that you're spending on the taxes and OSHA and all the compliance things and just hire a couple of security guys to stand up.
Exactly. But if that's what I've got to be, I'll do it.
But what L.A. does simultaneously is get the most in tax and have the most regulation and have the most compliance and then not do any policing of any of the crazy people that are out front of the business. It's so fixable.
It's not brain surgery. And then you have these situations that Gary and I have been talking the last two shows about this whole situation with the sheriff. And it has to be the most frustrating situation I've ever seen, where the sheriff is trying to clean up various situations which are arguably corrupt. And all he meets is he gets the LA Times. You know, I feel like it's an endless story. They just manipulate everything. Have you seen? I'm sending Gary these things on an hourly basis where I said, Gary, read this and then read how the Times reports it. Am I lying?
No, I've seen no responsible. I've seen some sort of responsible reporting, but I've seen no one who appears to have just straight read the search warrant and then written an article.
Sheila Kuehl thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling. Like, I was doing a riff on the fact that the sheriff complained to the attorney general that Sheila Kuehl does a press conference.
She's a city council member.
She's the board of one of the five board of supervisors. No. And she says, well, the county council's office, which is the law firm for the county employees. So it's Alex Villanueva, who is our county sheriff, and Sheila Kuehl, who's a county supervisor, are represented by the same firm, which is the county council. She says, in a press conference, we played it. Do you have it? He'll play it in a second. She says, I was tipped off by the county council that they were coming in this morning at 7 o'clock on a search warrant. Wait, what? You were tipped off that a search warrant was coming?
Right.
And to your house at 7 o'clock, and you think that's something you're going to announce at in a thing? And it's like LA Times is, they're heralding the fact that another judge, Judge Ryan, issued an order that they have to press pause on and get a special master, which I understand. But I said to Gary, when Trump does it, all these people, this fucking, you know, crazy goddamn lawyers for Trump want a special master for the ex-president of the United States. But Sheila Kuehl wants a special master when she's been tipped off by somebody for a search warrant. We've reached Crazyville.
Well, look, we have become the problem with California and the problem with LA is we are, you know, a Democratic supermajority. And they don't feel like they have any natural enemies in the wild out there. And so they do whatever they want. They say whatever they want. Nothing has to get better. They have the Los Angeles Times in their back pocket. And so it just continues. And at some point, it's whether you're a politician or your government or you're selling tacos, if you think you have a monopoly,
Jake, thanks you for the plug.
No, but let's bring up Jake. There are thousands of other places that sell tacos. Jake must do a taco. He must perform with his taco at a higher level in order to try to scratch away some of that market share. If you said to Jake, starting tomorrow, there shall be no other taco sales other than your own. It's just you now. I've gotten rid of everyone. You just do what you think. And look, make the best taco you can make or not, whatever. What his tacos went from today when he was scratching and clawing for some market share versus you have the market corner and you can do whatever you want. You tell me, you taste that taco a year from now and tell me if it's anywhere near what it is today. So in California and Los Angeles, it's just a Democratic supermajority. They don't feel like there's a competition. They don't feel like they have to earn it. And there's that, as the great Gavin Newsom said 2 years ago on a radio show, where are you going to go?
Yeah.
Where are we going to leave?
But check this out, the brazenness of this. Gary, can you press play on this?
Was Sheila Kuehl the one who right after we shut down
she
indoor
voted
dining.
To yep. shut down outdoor dining and promptly drove straight to El Forno to dine outdoors.
Right.
And so because there are no consequences here,
right.
here's a search warrant being executed. Here's what she says.
I heard from county council last night that she got a tip from Max that this search would happen.
Max Huntsman?
Yeah, from Max Huntsman that this search would happen this morning. But I had gotten a call from the LA Times last week with the same information, and it never happened, so I thought it was just bogus.
Okay, let me explain this. The LA Times is tipping off the subject of a search warrant the week before. The guy, Max, that they're referring to, I know him. It's Max Huntsman, former DA in the Public Integrity Unit, who's now the oversight over the sheriff, is tipping off, supposedly, if you believe this, a county council to tip off the subject.
And she's...
And she's just, that's it. That's how we roll.
Right. There's two big problems here. It's the Democratic supermajority... And it's, I'm a woman, or I'm a woman of color, or I'm a whatever. So if you come at me, I'll just say you're racist or misogynist or sexist or whatever it is. So then they just sort of walk around with impunity.
I want the thought experiment. I use that. That's your line, and I've ripped it off. I want the thought experiment. Instead of Sheila Kuehl, it's Donald Trump. And we're at Mar-a-Lago. And he comes out and he says, well... Secret Service, who, I put this guy in charge of me. He got a tip last week that they were coming in here, but I thought it was bogus from the Daily Caller. And now I got it last night. The OIG for the FBI called my law firm and told me they were coming in this morning.
Yeah, we'd be outraged.
CNN outraged. You'd have people's. It would be Mount Vesuvius on the on MSNBC.
All right, let me throw it to Pluralsight. Let me tell you about Pluralsight. They believe everyone should have the opportunity to create progress through technology. Pluralsight is a tech workforce development company that provides the solutions that high performance engineering teams need to tackle today's biggest challenges. Whether you need to build the skills, individuals, and teams to tackle mission-critical projects, drive cloud transformation, or help software teams ship reliable, scalable, and secure code, you can harness the collective power of hindsight, foresight, and insight with Pluralsight. Check them out today at pluralsight.com/vision. Yeah, well, something's got to change. Now, is Sheila Kuehl in trouble for awarding contracts to her friend, or is that Karen Bass?
It's Sheila Kuehl. That's the – and by the way, Gary, I said, don't trust me. The sheriff's office released the affidavit. Very similar. That's why I keep saying – do the thought experiment every time you want to scram.
Just so people know, she has a very close friend. I think she presided at the wedding and things like that, and has awarded contracts for some sort of bogus hotline thing.
It's a peace over violence where they're charging $8,000 to call, even for hangups.
Right. So,
and there's emails where the chief of staff is saying, be expansive in your request for the budget.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars. She then awarded the contract to her friend who has this phone line that does nothing.
Awarded it in a no bid situation it's called a single source, where the presumption was that there was no other service in the county of Los Angeles who could have provided said service.
Right.
When meanwhile, the sheriffs include in the affidavit 3 to 4 other options that they believe would be able to provide the service for free using other grants that they get from other ways.
Right. So now the LA Times, who must hate this kind of graft and corruption, especially by politicians, because this is the well-heeled rich people that are canoodling with their own and getting rich off the backs of the taxpayers. So they're going to want to blow the lid off this thing, right?
Yeah, well, except they tipped off the subject that the search warrant was being executed. Then could you find any more? Gary probably has this as well, right, at his disposal. The reporting on this, is not, it's not just horrid. It's like something straight out of an old Mad magazine.
It's not reporting.
Yeah.
It's not. I mean, there's people that are doing spin coverage of it, but it's not reporting.
Yeah. So now,
and so we now have the attorney general came in.
Why does the LA Times have to run interference or run cover for a corrupt politician?
Well, there was an article, you know, lately, LA Magazine, I give them some props because lately LA Magazine has been calling out some of this stuff, and they did a wonderful article that got picked up by Politico about the owner of the Times who apparently his daughter, who was in WeHo, there was an effect on the editorial board. All of this BS about the LA Times having no influence by their owner is belied in this LA Magazine article because they're saying that the new editor lives across the street from Patrick Xuanxin in a house that's owned by him. And but we're separate. We have no influence here.
So you read, Gary, the warrant.
The affidavit, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
it's 37 pages long. It's detailed.
And it does not mirror whatever the reporting is on.
There are certainly nuggets from that in there, but no, I've yet to read an article, and Mark has, as Mark said, I think he's been doing it to mess with me, but Mark has sent me 10 or 11 articles, and no, I've yet to read a single one that was written by somebody who just read the thing and then wrote the article. It's not one.
It's the most frustrating thing in the world. Yesterday, the Attorney General, Rob Bonta, comes in, and the reporting was the Attorney General takes the investigation away from the sheriff. Well, wait a second. You know what the facts are? The facts are is the sheriff had already recused himself. After the sheriff watched this, he was so outraged, he wrote a letter to Rob Bonta saying, there's obviously crimes here because they tipped off on the search warrant. Rob Bonta, in his letter, to his credit, led with that but said, I'm going to take the whole investigation. Well, that's fine. You would never know that unless you had read the letter and knew the backstory, because the way it was reported was Alex Villanueva is this loose cannon, crazy.
Somebody had to step in and take over.
Right.
He was the guy who wrote the letter. It's just, it's so frustrating. It so does not comport to anything related to the truth or the facts that you just say to yourself, I guess they assume. They assume people are so stupid and so illiterate that they can't read and they won't follow. And by the way, who really cares, right? Because all they do is read the headline, loose cannon sheriff, get rid of this guy, taken away from here.
But the overarching thing is Sheila Kuehl and company, have, and I'll tie it into the homeless guy throwing shit at the car, said he was a partially paralyzed or disabled.
As he was standing up and throwing feces.
You know, taking a dump in the street and then bagging it and tagging it and throwing it at an SUV, that's a very athletic endeavor.
Did you watch the guy do squats? He could go to any time in the morning in La Cañada. He could do probably squat 300. given his girth, he looks like he is squatting 300.
He loses weight when he squats, but not through caloric burning. So, people that are listening around the country should just know, like, just sort of overarching. Sheriff Villanueva would like to do something about all this shit. The city council that created all this shit and the LA Times that endorses it are great defenders of what they've created, but they've created Sodom and Gomorrah. And so when somebody comes up and says, hey, I want to clean this up, this is bullshit, taxpayers don't deserve this, then the Times and the city council all pile on to the guy who's trying to clean up the mess that they created and attack the person that's trying to address the problem.
Right. And it is inexplicable because there's no end game. All they do is trash. All they know how to do is slash, trash, and burn, and they do it. There isn't a fiber of intellectual honesty.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Other subjects?
Yes.
We do. What do you want to go to, Mark?
I would love to go to the judge in Florida.
You got it. We'll put that up. Why don't you set it up for Adam and explain which case this is?
So this is the case. In fact, she got some attention, that she being the judge, you may remember. She, during, I think, jury selection, one of the prospective jurors said that she couldn't really serve because on a particular day, what was it, Gary? She had to go see her sugar daddy?
Something like that, yeah.
She had to go
see played it on this show.
We played it. She said, I got to go see my sugar daddy. And the judge was quizzical about that didn't quite understand. Anyway, this is the shooting case where the
Parkland.
Yeah, Parkland.
The high school in Florida, the tragedy where 14 students and four teachers lost their lives.
So this the defense rests its case. Mind you, guilt has already been – they basically pled, and it's just what's the punishment going to be. And so usually you put on mitigation evidence, and I believe they did. But this is right as the defense rested, and this is the judge's reaction because – the prosecution didn't have any notice that they were going to arrest.
Well, the defense had an 80-person witness list, and there were 25 in.
Yeah.
They're trying to get one shooter off of death row?
Off of death, exactly.
Right. Okay.
Because if these don't have anything to do with your next witness, then why are we having a jury wait outside right now?
Just because we were trying to move everything in because in terms of timing – we do it now.
In terms of timing, it would be much better to do it during the lunch break when the jury needs longer than you all. So we'll go ahead and pass on this. Let's bring the jury in, please.
Your Honor?
Yes?
At this time, the defense rests.
Other than putting in our records. We're not playing chess. I mean, will you please take the jury back in? Thank you. All right, go ahead and bring your records.
2B, Nicholas Cruz Henderson, episode 1 record.
Well, let me just stop. State, are you going to have anything ready for today?
No. We're
expecting told us there was 80 witnesses.
We're waiting for 40 more witnesses.
I just want to say this is the most uncalled for, unprofessional way to try a case. You all knew about this, and even if you didn't make your decision until this morning, to have 22 people plus all of this staff and every attorney march into court, be waiting as if it's some kind of game, now I have to send them home. The state's not ready. They're not going to have a witness ready. We have another day wasted. I have never experienced a level of unprofessionalism in my career. It's unbelievable.
So, Judge, we had any pretrial matters. You asked us to be here at 9:15. We were here at 9:15 to discuss pretrial matters. I have been practicing in this county for 20 years.
You know what?
Years.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, Judge, you're insulting me on the record in front of my client, and I believe that I should be able to.
Okay, you can do that later. You can make your record later, but you've been insulting me the entire trial. So, blatantly, taking your headphones off, arguing with me, storming out, coming late intentionally if you don't like my rulings. So, quite frankly, this has been long overdue.
She could work for Fox News, this judge. She's got the look. She's got the temperament. She's got it. You know what I mean? She looks like every angry chick on Fox News. It is kind of interesting, and I have been drilling down on this a lot on my podcast and with Drew as well, which is women are wired differently than guys, and they get agitated. They get irritated. They sort of get, you're against me and you're for me, and they get pissed off. And as I've experienced with women, once they get pissed off, they're just on a roll. They can stay pissed well into the evening.
She has, you know, in the defense of the defense lawyer, you talk about, you know, she's upset because she's wasted a day. Well, if you called 40 more witnesses, how long is that going to take? I mean, wouldn't you be happy that every judge I know, they want to move the case along. They want to, you know, we're worried about this or that. Why are you getting so upset? And by the way, when you say it's not a game, well, you know, I beg to differ, having done this for a while. There is strategy involved. There is chess moves involved. I mean, who are you kidding? This isn't a – this is somebody – you're fighting for their life. You can't defend how you see fit. And why am I giving – why, if I'm the defense, do I have to give them notice of what I'm going to do for the
so
day?
So why is the judge so irritated here?
There's a long history of those two sniping back
this
and forth.
This is what I'm talking about, which is when I've studied women, not at a safe distance either. I've been in the cage with them. Once a woman decides...
Is that the literal cage?
It's a gilded cage.
Okay.
Yes, but a cage nonetheless. Once a woman decides that she is bothered by another woman or she doesn't like this other woman, then you could be driving down the street in the neighborhood and see that woman walking her dog and stop and pick up some garbage along the way. And the woman you're with will comment or look at her picking up garbage like the Queen of Sheba, you know, and you just go, it doesn't have to be all things all the time with this person. You know what I mean? Like, you can wait till they throw another jab, wait till they send another snarky text. Like, it doesn't – once you get on the wrong side of a woman, especially as another woman, you cannot repent. There's no second act. You will not come back. You're now the enemy, and I'm angry. And anything you do will annoy me. So once you annoyed the judge, she's now perpetually annoyed, and that will – that permeate every facet of this endeavor.
I obviously didn't have your insight into the human condition to realize that, but I the reason I told Gary to show it is I could not fathom what the problem was here. I mean, okay, I've got 22 people, as she mentioned, I assume the jurors and the staff, and great, but I just saved you 40 witnesses. You should be cheering me.
Right.
Why are you getting mad? We've truncated the trial. You want to get the trains running on time. That's what I just did. And by the way, I'm the one who's putting myself in the shoes of the defense lawyer. I'm the one who's got this client's life in my hands. I have to live with it,
right.
Not you.
Well, she alluded to putting in an earbud or something like that. So
showing up late after unfavorable rulings. Like there's been a back and forth with these two for certain. And that she was resting vindictively.
Right. I mean, once the judge is annoyed, they're annoyed. And then if the judge is talking to you and you look at your phone or you pick up a piece of paper, that will then get filed under the Annoyance Act. All right, let me tell you about the Segura, the industry's most premium products, including highly sought after limited edition items, exclusive top shelf Segura samplers for brands such as Davidoff and Ashton, large selection of high end boutique products and nationally distributed regular production favorites as well. Connect with fellow cigar smokers in their lounge, along with staff experts, manufacturers, and more. Connect with the community of cigar lovers, shop boutique cigars, and share experiences. It's a one-of-a-kind cigar-based community with a curated selection of industry-related content that includes reviews, pairings, beginners, questions, and more. Go to Segura.com. That's Cigora.com and enter code DOUBT10 for 10% off of your first order. That is Segura.com and enter DOUBT10 for 10% off your first order. All right, in our last couple of minutes, what are you thinking, Mark?
Well, I think we would be remiss if we didn't. It just broke as we're doing this is the Trump lawsuit filed by Tish James in New York, which she's accusing the entity of fraud and a series of things. And people will say, well, it's only a civil lawsuit. The civil lawsuit has enormous ramifications for his business entity.
So one of the things is like Trump Tower. He's got the penthouse. It's 11,000 square feet. He told the appraiser it was 30,000 square feet or something. Mar-a-Lago, he had it at $375 million. The appraiser has it at $75 million and, things of that nature. But was she the one who just announced she was going to get Trump when she got into office? I will say this. Whether you're a prosecutor from New York or you're the L.A. Times, it's like when the L.A. Times says, we endorse Sheila Kuehl. All right, good. Now there's controversy with Sheila Kuehl, and guess who's rushing to her defense?
Guess who's tipping her off about the search warrant?
In the form of an article.
Yeah.
Here's my problem. I don't believe you. And so when you announce, when you come in the office, I'm going after Trump and I'll get him for something. And lo and behold, now we have something. I'm dubious because you announced you told us what you were going to do. It doesn't mean he didn't do it. It doesn't mean Sheila Kuehl did do it. You've just hurt your credibility a little bit by announcing things in advance. I don't get that.
Yeah, and the counterweight to that, I suppose, and the reason she waited is she being Tish James, she was waiting to get him under oath and have her deputies get him under oath and for him to invoke the Fifth. Because in a civil case, there's a presumption. And that works against him. And the parade of horribles for him are bank covenants and the business licenses and not being able to buy property or acquire property.
So here's my head on this. I'm sure Trump is up to most of the shit that guys in his position are up to and maybe beyond. I'm also sure if you wanted to weaponize the FBI and the DOJ and Tish and everyone else and focus solely on the Clintons, you could do the exact same thing to them and their foundations and what they've done.
He died last week. Ken Starr, the Office of Independent Counsel. That's basically what he did in the 90s.
So the problem is what I'm seeing from Trump is he's probably up to half the shit they're talking about. So are many people in that position. What's scary to me is we've just declared war on him, FBI, DOJ, prosecutors, and whatnot. And I don't really like that system.
Well, I have articulated this for years with you is I think, at least from when I saw it, living it, that Clinton was getting pun intended, back in the 90s on Whitewater. And it's, we were warning then, or I was warning at least then, that this is a horrible precedent because look what's going to happen when the shoe's on the other foot. And sure enough.
If the Republicans win the House and the Senate, then they're just going to shift to Hunter Biden, a Biden laptop, Fauci.
Big guy. It's going to be nonstop. You're going to have – it's going to be Benghazi redux.
Right. It's just going to shift the other direction. Then we're just going to have all this stuff based on who's in power.
Right. And then you say to yourself, why are people cynical? Why are people disaffected? Because they just figure that there's going to be the sniping that takes place, and as you call it, the weaponization. I've always labeled it the criminalization of politics, and it's not a cool thing.
Final thought, I think you found interesting. I talked to Sammy the Bull Gravano, who's a very likable guy in his older years, mafia enforcer, and made man, and turned state's evidence, and all that kind of stuff. But he's a charming guy. But I was saying to him, what's going on with the FBI? And he said, I don't recognize the FBI anymore. It's been politicized and like weaponized. And I said, yeah? And he said, I've spent half my life with the FBI. Like, I lived with those guys. I sat and talked to them every single day. He said, it was the FBI, not through a guy who used to run the FBI, but a guy who was on the criminal side of the FBI. He said, those guys were straight shooters. They were honest. There was a couple of bad ones in there. Many of them became friends. And they were just straight dudes who were doing the work of the FBI and trying to take down the syndicate. saw them from the criminal standpoint as being much different back in the 90s, 80s, whenever he lived with them. You know, nobody spent more time talking to the FBI than Sammy the Bull Gravano. I mean, he just talked and talked and talked to those guys. And he said if someone got something wrong, a supervisor would go, you can't cook that. No, that doesn't match his testimony. Fix that. You know, this guy, one guy wanted to pal up with him and, like, be friends. He got fired. It was according to a mafia hitman, the FBI was a much straighter place than it is now.
Interesting you mentioned that, because a case that's kind of related to one of my cases just started yesterday here in downtown LA, where they have a FBI agent on trial for basically being corrupted by the so-called, they keep reporting it as the Armenian Mafia. And so it'd be interesting to see how it plays out today or tomorrow. In fact, one of the cooperating witnesses, Armenian guy named Edgar Sarkisian, admitted the day before trial was supposed to start last week that he, in fact, was not really a lawyer, that he had paid somebody $150,000 to take the bar exam for him.
Wow, yeah. That's good armo.
Yeah, and that continued the case for a week, and now that trial's going on as we speak right now.
All right, well, I know you have a hard out.
Before we go, I'm going to tease one last story for the next bard that we're going to do. Big news in the criminal defense world, Adnan Syed of Serial fame was released from prison this week. So we'll do a deeper dive on that later.
Talk about that. But first, do you own or rent your home? GEICO, sure you do. It can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO, GEICO. By the way, we spelled it right. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have too much to do around the house. So go to GEICO, GEICO.com, get a quote, see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. Right, Gary?
That's right.
All right. And go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows. Going to be out here at the Hollywood Improv in Los Angeles, October 19th, if you want to come by and say hi. And then I got my book, Everything Reminds Me of Something, that is out. And you can check that out. And you can go to AdamCarolla.com for all the dates. What do you got, Mark?
Well, I was just going to say, I saw something on Twitter where it was a clip of John Stossel and you, and it's worth, for anybody who, rather than plug my stuff, I'm going to plug yours. Go find that clip. It's a great clip. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I thought they did a nice job with it.
Really nice job. I was fascinated.
The best part is when the guy from the doctors goes, you said everyone's a pussy or old is killed by COVID, and when any pussy's going to get played. What'd you mean by that? Exactly what I said.
Yeah. Or they had the other one where, you know, everybody went crazy when you said if AOC was 60 and husky, nobody would listen to her. And why don't you apologize? So it's well worth the 5 minutes. And I'll put a smile on your face.
Thank you. And until next time, Sam Kroll for Mark Garriga saying mahalo.
Thanks for listening to Reasonable Doubt. Tune in next Saturday for an all new episode. This is Corolla Digital.
Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. And who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, GEICO can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, condo, or renter's insurance. They are all covered with GEICO. Save even more with special discounts when you bundle coverages together. Plus, they have an easy-to-use GEICO mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance, so it's easy to switch to GEICO. It's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save at GEICO.com. Go there and get a rate quote or contact a local agent.
All this month, celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month with Pluto TV. Watch movies with the biggest stars like Eugenio Derbez in No Eres Tú, Soy Yo, and Luis Gerardo Méndez in Camino a Marte. Plus, Pluto TV has thousands more movies and TV shows and over 45 channels in Spanish, all for free. So download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming today. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.
One third of all murder cases in America remain open.
He had told me that if I opened my eyes, he would slit my throat.
Each one is called a cold case.
The DNA evidence taken from the victim was a match. The linen rapist was at it again.
Based on the hit A&E television program.
A phone call is placed, one that changes a family's life forever.
Cold Case Files, the podcast.
If you could see the fire in his eyes, he screamed at me. You want it? Get your tape recorder out.
Get new episodes of Cold Case Files every Tuesday on Podcast One, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere you listen to podcasts.